Thanks for joining us on Sandful Radio. Zach Milbank here, and with me today is the coach of the Port Adelaide Magpies Sandful outfit. It is Chad Corns, and Chad, you must be excited about being in a second semi.
Yeah, it's a very exciting time for the boys. Obviously, a great game on the weekend. You know, from both teams really tight and tense, and for the boys just to do enough to get over the line in the last quarter was exciting for the group. I think we'll learn a fair bit from that game. So there were times where we weren't good enough. So that, knowing how much we've still got to improve, gives us a fair bit of confidence going into this game against, you know, the best team all year in the Eagles.
Yeah, you'd really love to bottle that first half, wouldn't you? Because you're just outstanding. Some flawless football there. Have you sort of been able to identify what happened after half time?
It was certainly, yeah, obviously, you said it before, great team. So, yeah, they got a run on there, and you know, we probably took too long to react to that. You know, you can handle 1-2 goals getting scored against you, but for them to get, you know, whatever it was in that third quarter was too much. So we need to restrict that quicker than what we did. I think we became a bit too cute with the footy and messed around with it a bit too much instead of getting into the 50 quickly like we were in the first half. But, you know, saying that, for some of the efforts, individual efforts in the last quarter, we watched in the review last night, the attack on the ball and the body were just outstanding, and some, you know, individuals really stood up when needed to in the last quarter. So it gives the boys a fair bit of confidence going into this week.
That's a nice sign about the passion and the real desire to win.
Yeah, well, yeah, you get asked a lot about, do the boys come back with a good attitude and do they want to win? But in some of the reactions after, you know, Tom Gray kicked the goal, we watched from behind the goals, and every guy on the ground was, you know, full with emotion. And then when the sign went afterwards, they do really care about the Maggies and want nothing more to be a part of a Magpies premiership, which is great for the club, and I've said it before, makes my job a lot easier too.
And none more so than Stevie Summerton. You could certainly see he really wanted to make things count in that first half in particular.
Yeah, I thought he started the game really well, and you know, we know what he can do with the footy, but I thought he had some big defensive efforts too, laid a couple of smothers and some really good tackles late too. So, you know, those contracted boys, you know, it's been a tough year for them in terms of getting games, so now they're just trying to make the absolute most of it, and they bring the passion and the excitement pre-game, which gets the rest of the boys going and becomes really infectious. So, yeah, their attitude of those guys in particular as well has been great after what's been a challenging year for them.
You speak of the Sandful contracted boys. Robbie Young, how's the shoulder? Is he likely to front up?
He better be. I love him. Some of the stuff he does just makes me sit back and think, why aren't you on an AFL list, Robbie? So, yeah, it was just more of a stinger than anything, I think. So, yeah, he came back on after that and had some huge moments in the last quarter as well. So, spoke to him last night and he's pulled up well. So, yeah, he'll be ready to go.
And how do you deal with the selection? Obviously, this is the first time you've been in the chair in a final series. And obviously, we know if the AFL side knocked out on the Saturday night, the side looks so vastly different on the Sunday, doesn't it?
It's an interesting rule, that one. Having to change the team, I don't know what time it'll be. Obviously, we're playing for the power to win, so we'll go in thinking that, which will give us our best team going into the Sunday. But if worst comes to worst and West Coast were to get up Saturday night, we would have to change the team by about 3 to 4 players going into Sunday. So those guys will be held out of the reserves game on Saturday, which isn't ideal for the reserves, but, you know, they're the rules, and I've been aware of them. So, you know, we just plan to go in with 2 teams, with most of the planning going around the power doing the right thing, so they're not.
That's it. And Woodville West Torrens, obviously, I think you've lost to them both times this year, so, no easy task for you.
No, they're just so, obviously, really, really well coached and drilled and so good defensively. Make it really hard to get the ball through them and restrict your scoring. So, from what we learned on the weekend, I think we can take some of that into this week's game. Ways that we can get through them a little bit better, but it all starts around the contest and around the footy. So if Matty Lobe and Aaron Young and those guys have strong games like they have in the past, that'll obviously give us the best chance. And finals are mainly won by the teams that win the contested footy and who are harder and tougher, so that'll be the main focus going into the week.
Glad you mentioned Matty Lobe. He seemed to really thrive on doing so much of the ruck work, because that's where he's at his best, where he's sort of almost 70-80% on the ground.
Yeah, he'd ruck all day if he could. So it's been a bit of a challenge this year when we've had to play the AFL boys and we've had 3 or 4 ruckmans playing, which has been tough for Lowe's, but his last 2 months has been outstanding. He's a real on-ground leader, rallies the boys and shows great leadership at all times during the game. So depending on what happens selection-wise this week, we've got no dramas if he had to ruck 90-95% of the game with a small chop-out from someone else, because that's the way he likes to play.
And Paul Stewart obviously fronting up against you guys in a final, so he should be right with a broken thumb on here, so that'll be interesting.
Yeah, I'm pretty good mates with Stewie, so no doubt I'll get a few of the boys to go and try and punch that thumb as much as we can in the first 5 to 10 minutes. But no, good on him. I'm glad to see him doing so well. He's a great guy, Stewie. Really good player. So the Eagles are lucky to have him. So good luck to him, but hopefully it doesn't go too well.
Well, Chad, thank you very much for your time on Sample Radio, and all the best for the second semi-final against the Eagles from 3:10 p.m. here at the Adelaide Oval on Sunday.
Thanks, mate. Yeah.